And welcome to Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast. I'm Marie.
I'm Clarissa, and this is Lorelai's first day at Chilton, season one, episode two.
Yeah, I think we should just go ahead and get started. And Clarissa, will you give us a little recap of our episode?
Yeah, sure. So I guess it first starts off with Lorelai and Rory, and they're painting each other's nails, getting all ready for Chilton and everything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, like all the bad girls have their nails painted red. And it's funny. And then it continues on. Lorelai wakes up late. She finds out she doesn't have any clothes because it's laundry day and everything's at the cleaners. So she shows up in the iconic country, like, looking outfit that she gets insulted for the rest of the day. They finally get to Chilton. Lorelai gets hit on by one of the other dads. And then they meet the headmaster, and Emily's there, and that causes problems. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is my great friend, headmaster. They meet him, and then you just see Rory as she continues the day and meets all the characters, like Paris and Tristan,
mm-hmm.
and how, and like the life they have as she like starts the new classes and all the new work. Mm-hmm. And then we meet Jackson back at the inn. I don't know. Is there anything I missed, really?
Suki's picking up the peaches, right? they have the first, like, kind of, like, a fight about fruit. The Chilton dad shows up at the Independence Inn, and he's just like, I'm going to China, you know? And rubbing it in. Then we go back to Chilton, and Rory accidentally breaks Paris's project.
I forgot about that. Yes. And that's where the rivalry starts.
Oh, yeah. That's where, like, the fire is started between these two characters.
Yeah.
And then they're at Luke's, or Lorelai's, and it's a call from her neighbor, Babette. And she's like, there's these weird men at your house digging around. And she's like, okay, I'm on my way. And we find out Emily ordered a DSL, which is a fast internet server, I guess. I had to look that one up because I'm a baby. We're really young. And
yeah, that noise either.
Yeah, we'll get into all those like old things because there's like actually like a couple of old kind of quotes and pop culture in here. We'll get into that later though. And Lorelai goes to the hair salon where Emily is at, and she's just like, I don't need you to buy things for me and Rory. And she just like puts her foot down. She's like, I don't need it. Lorelai picks Rory up from school, and then there, Lorelai, Rory, and Lane are walking. They're eating food. Lane goes home, and Lorelai asks Rory's opinion. She's like, you think Luke's cute? And that's kind of where the episode ends. But we'll kind of dive deeper into some stuff here. But yeah, let's just start off with Lorelai's outfit.
Yes, I loved Lorelai's outfit.
Yes, she's just like the rodeo.
Yes, like the bright, like, tie-dye pink top with,
yes.
What kind of, was she wearing, like, boots at least? I feel like
she was wearing cowboy kind of boots.
Was she?
Yes.
She just had to complete the fit.
I know, she was like, are all your shoes at the dry cleaners too? You only had cowboy boots?
I forgot about that part.
I
thought, yeah, I thought that was so funny. And I loved how, like, she went through the day. Mm-hmm. And Luke was like, wasn't today Rory's first day at Chilton? She's like, yup, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then this Patty came up to her and said something. And then yes. Emily was, like, furious when she took off her coat.
Oh, my gosh.
In the headmaster's office.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when Rory, like, first sees her, and she's like, I didn't know the rodeo was in town, and then Lorelai is just like, I'm bringing the baby pictures. And Rory's like, no, I'm sorry, I love the rodeo.
Yeah, no, because she's so sarcastic, and she's, like, already stressed out for the day, because that's just, like, who Rory is. Because, like, once your first day of school, you're excited, and you want to have everything go perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people just, like, keep picking on her. Like, Emily, I love, like, all the little, like, rodeo and, like, cowboy stuff she, like, makes fun of Lorelai at Chilton. She's like, do you need a ride, or is your horse parked outside?
Yeah, I forgot about that one too.
Yes. And there's like, wow. And then she also goes like, Friday night, come to Friday night dinner, but no Spurs, please.
Yeah, Emily's
So
just like
funny.
fed up with her.
Yes. And
So
then she's
funny.
like talking about like the flippy skirt, and she's like, I look so good in the flippy skirt. And Rory's just like, but you don't have the flippy skirt, it's at the dry cleaners.
Yes, wait. And then they meet up with Miss Patty later on, and this guy, and she's wearing her like full outfit. She's like, now that is how you should have showed up to Chilton this morning.
Yes, she has the flippy skirt on. Yes.
Yes, the whole fit.
Yes. We see, is this like the first time we see Lorelai and Rory's car?
Is it?
The Jeep?
Yeah, it might be.
I think it might have been. I love their Jeep. Like,
I
if I
do
could
love
have
their
any
Jeep.
car in the world, I'd have that Jeep.
It's like a perfect color too. It suits them. I don't know
Yes.
why, but it just does.
Yes, I love it
It's
so
funny.
much. So they drive to Chilton in that, right? And I love like when they first get there, she like stops in the car and Lorelai is like tilting her head, and then Rory's like, "What are you looking at?" And she's like, "Just seeing if there's any hunchbacks in the bell tower."
Yeah, because they're like, it's bigger than I thought it was, because that looks like a big school.
I know, it
See how
looks
like
very like
preppy it is.
intimidating. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you see Rory's watch, which like I guess that was like in style back then, but it makes me laugh
Oh my
every
gosh,
single
that's
time I see
so
it.
funny. Yes.
I'm not even sure what kind of watch it was, but I know my dad has like some kind of like bird one or something. And I always laugh when I see it, but I guess that was the style if they had it in the movie.
Right, yeah. And then we go into, oh, then Rory's just like, you gotta go in with me and meet the headmaster, which like, when do you meet the headmaster on the first day? Did your parents have to meet the headmaster on the first day? Or like have to? 'Cause like she could have waited a day and had some actual presentable clothes on.
I mean, but like, Rory's gonna have to meet the headmaster all alone because she's never seen this person before.
That's
So it's
true.
understandable.
Yeah, true. But they walk in, right, and they meet Ian Jack, the Chilson
Ian
dad.
Jack. Oh my goodness. You and your names, you're spot on.
Yeah, and he's like, is very interested in Lorelai.
Yeah, he is very interested. And Rory's just like fed up because she's like, stop flirting with my mom.
Yeah.
And because like last episode they were flirting with her mom too, and she was just like, whatever.
Yeah, like this time Rory's or like he walks away and Lorelai's just like, ah. And Rory's just like, do you need a mirror? And Lorelai's just like, no, I'm back.
I forgot about that.
It
I
was
love
so
Rory.
funny.
He's so funny.
Yes. And especially like her and her mom, she just like she keeps it real. She's like, are you hello?
Oh, but we need to talk about the school. Oh my goodness, because all the stuff there.
Yeah.
Because first, when they like finally, well, they talk to Emily, and he, after everybody leaves, he like intimidates her. He's like, I don't care that I know your family. This is like a pristine school. You will see it as such. This isn't any like regular high school anymore.
Right. And then he goes like, failing is a part of life, but not a part of Chilton. And I'm just like, whoa, easy, Headmaster Charleston.
Yeah, seriously. And then when they finally go out there with her file or whatever, the person is like stating the rules of the school, and one of them is like, you need to know the pledge, and if you say it in Latin, you get extra credit or something.
Yes,
I thought
that's
that
so
was
funny.
so funny.
Yes, I went to a school, it was like first grade, and we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance in Latin.
Really?
Yeah, and I was in first grade, and I knew it all. I can't remember now. I don't even ask me to say it because I cannot remember it, but I definitely had to learn it in first grade.
That's insane.
I know. So I know how Rory feels. It's like a lot.
Yeah, no
Definitely.
joke.
Yeah, and then before we go on, I just want to go back to when they walk into Chilton for the first time and they see like these three girls on the stairs, and they like as Lorelai and Rory walk past, we see these three girls initially, which we learn later, one is named Paris, the one in the middle. We haven't learned the names of the other two yet. But I'm sure we will, maybe. But you can kind of like feel like, oh, this is kind of like a Mean Girls kind of vibe that they're giving off.
Yes, the Mean Girls. And
Yes.
then right after the scene I was just talking about with the Pledge of Latin, one of the girls working the office tables, she gives them the file out the window.
Yeah, to the girls we saw on the stairs, Paris and the other two. And they're like looking through, and then she's like, oh, she's a, what would she say, like a journalist major?
Yeah, like a journalist major or something.
Right. And so she's just like, I wonder if she'll go off for the school paper. So we kind of learn initially that Paris is obviously interested in this school paper.
Yeah, and she even like confronts her at some point and just like, are you going out for the school paper? And Rory's like, I don't know, I just joined. I didn't even know about the school paper.
Yeah, right. And I think that's like the first thing Paris and Rory like ever say to each other. As you said, like Paris is like, are you going for the school paper? And Rory's just like, oh, hi. Hello.
Yeah, because she's like, she's never met this person before, never talked to her, and Paris already knows all these facts. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then Lorelai is goes back to Luke. She gets her clothes from the dry cleaner. The
Yeah.
flippy skirt.
We love the fluffy skirt.
Yes, and Luke's like, there's no coffee, and Lorelai's just like, ha. And Luke's like, you want some herbal tea? And she's like, no, today is an herbal tea morning. It's a jumbo coffee. I need a coffee IV.
Yeah, speaking of coffee, what's our coffee count?
Oh, yes. We had a six. Coffee count, six.
Yeah, so if you watched the episode, not sure what you got, but we picked up six.
Yes. So Luke gives her coffee. He's fixing a toaster, which was so funny. He has like a fork or like a screwdriver, and he's just like jamming it into the toaster. And I'm just like, what are you doing? What?
Yeah, Luke is so funny. He's a little handyman.
Yeah.
Or at least he tries to be.
Right, his dad was a handyman, as we like learned in the first
That's
episode.
right. Yes, I guess we do know that.
Right, so the diner was his dad's hardware store. So I guess he knows something to do with tools and stuff, but
Maybe
maybe.
not electrical.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we meet Tristan back at Chilton. I totally forgot.
We do meet Tristan. He's funny.
Is
And
he?
we get the new nickname, Mary.
The Mary. He's like, looks like we got a Mary on our hands. And I was like, ew, weirdo. Okay.
Like, who are you?
And then like Rory's just like, oh, okay, the name's Rory. And she like has no idea, but we'll get to that later.
And then they find out later on the episode, like, after, like, pretty much they leave the school, Lorelai goes, oh wow, biblical insults. Like, what kind of.
Must be like a fancy school.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's so funny. And like, so like Mary, like as you if you watched the episode, I don't know if you guys did, but like she said, it's like, oh, like they think you're like really good or like preppy is like not, that's not what she said, but like preppy, you're like good, too, like good for them, you know?
Yeah, she's like a goody goody.
Yeah. And then we the Independence Inn, Suki and Jackson, we meet Jackson, which we kind of learn is like Suki gets all her produce from Jackson.
Our produce guy.
Yes, Jackson, the produce guy.
We love Jackson.
Yes.
But.
Suki with her fruit. I think this is like the fruit fights. We'll see a lot in the future, but the fruit fights about the watery peach.
That's where it all begins. And you get to see like how riled up Suki gets about it.
Yes, she rolls the peach and she's like, see? Jackson's like, because of the water, and she's like, exactly.
Yes, I
It's
love
so good.
Suki.
Yes.
She's so funny.
Yes, I love it. And then the Chilton dad comes to the Independence Inn to ask Lorelai out.
And he's like, come run away with me to China for a while. And that's where like it really shows that she's like, no, Rory just started and I don't want to get into anything before. And it just like shows how caring she is to put Rory before herself.
Exactly, because if she didn't have Roy, she probably would have done that, let's be honest.
That is true, because you've like heard of this stuff before. Like that episode before, she's like, yeah, run away like I used to do. You better have a motorcycle. But
Exactly,
like
yeah.
also I feel like Lorelai's a lot more mature now and she just met this guy. I don't think she's gonna be running away to China with him.
Yeah. We also see Drella at the Independence Inn again, and She has like one scene in this episode, and I just love it so much because like she's playing so beautifully her harp, and then a bunch of people are like crowd around her, and she finishes the song, and they clap, and then she's like, "All right, that's lunch," and she walks away like with this crowd of people around her, and they're just like all just like, "What? What? Where's she
Yeah,
going?"
it's so funny. Oh, and then also I just looked at my favorite quote because I forgot about it, but it's Michelle and these like older ladies are coming in. They're like, "Oh my goodness, this town is so cute." And these older ladies come up to Michelle and goes, "Where can we find the antique store?" And he's like, "Well, you probably find most of it at your house."
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I just started dying. I was like, "Michelle, we cannot say that."
Oh my gosh, yes. He's just like so real with everyone. He's like,
He
you could probably
has
find
no
it at your
filter. It's
house.
so funny.
Yes, no filter, zero filter.
I
It's so funny.
know,
And then
he's
he
so
also
funny.
goes like when Ian Jack, the Chilton dad, comes in the Independence Inn. Lorelai's in the kitchen with Suki and Jackson, and he walks in, Michelle, and he's just like, "I am not your dog. I don't play fetch." And he's like, "If so, I will need a cookie and a raise." And he's like, "Someone's here to see you." And Lorelai's like, "I'm coming. I'm coming."
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny.
Yes.
And then speaking of the same dad, Luke, when they're at the coffee shop or something, he hears, well, I'm not really sure when this comes up. Luke hears about Lorelai thinking about like going out with this guy, and then Luke eventually hears and he's like all excited about that she didn't go out with him, like deep down. Like you can somewhat hear like the joy in the way he says it.
Right, he's just like, "And you said no?" And she's like, "Yeah, I said no, I barely know the guy." And he's like, "Oh, okay, good."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
So,
I'm just like, "Oh,
exactly. Because, like,
yes.
the last episode we saw him, we're like, oh, yeah, he's all cleaned up because he just went
Yes.
to the
A
bank
meeting at
or
the
something.
bank, right.
Yes. Rooting for them
Yes.
all the way.
Yes, I'm there. And on the same subject as Luke and Lorelai, kind of their little banter, at the end, Lorelai's like asks Rory's opinion, and she's like, "You think Luke's cute?" And she's like, "No, you can't date Luke." And she's like, "I didn't say anything about dating." And Rory's like, "No, if you date him and then you break up, we'll never be able to eat again. We'll starve."
Yes, and then she mentions, he's like, "No, you should date Al from the Al pancake guy
Yeah, he's
because he
just.
has bad food."
Yes, it's so
Yeah,
funny.
I
And
love Rory.
yes, and you can tell like, and then at that same scene, they're like walking past Luke's, and they like walk past his building completely, and you could tell like he was waiting for them to walk past just in case they wanted to come in and eat, and then he closes the shop. But it's like so sweet that he was like making sure they didn't want to eat.
Yeah, waiting just in case to see him one more
Yeah,
time.
you know.
I know, they're so cute.
Back to Chilton with Rory and Paris in the project. The project.
Oh, not the project. That's where
Yeah.
all the rivalry starts.
Yeah, that's what kind of like I feel like Paris kind of got jealous when she was like reading Rory's file. She was like, "Oh, she's a journalist major. Okay."
Yeah, just
And I
like
feel
the
like
file in general.
I feel like that kind of started like a baby fire, and then when she accidentally ran into her and broke her project, I feel like that's where it was like, "Oh, this is what it's gonna be."
Yeah, because before that, like, she heard, like, she could be coming after her. But because Paris, like, really runs that school. Like, everybody knows it. She's, like, has that kind of character and that motivation. But then Rory wasn't really a threat until she broke her project,
Right. And she
which was.
obviously Paris probably thought she did it on purpose, maybe.
Yeah, she was like, no. It's like, I know you meant to do that, or something. And what was that, like, the Great Wall of China? Like, what?
Something like that. I don't know what it was, but then I know like when Rory accidentally broke it, she was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And then she was like, "Wait, was there water in that moat?" So it
Yeah,
must have been like a
exactly.
castle or something. I don't know.
It might have been a castle. That thing was nice.
I know. What was it made of? Like toothpicks or popsicle sticks?
I don't think so. I think it was
Like
some kind of like
wood?
ceramic or something because
Oh.
it cracked like it was like a glass, I thought.
Right. Wow, that was
But
crazy.
and then she goes in, she's like, "Oh no, I didn't complete my project," which she's like, "I wasn't gonna take the fall for it." She didn't like rat out Rory, Right,
but
which is also like nice, but also like you don't want to get the reputation like I'm gonna tell on the new girl.
yeah, exactly. And that's where like the rivalry starts, and she's like, "No, I want to help you. I want to help you." She's like, "No, I don't need your help." Then we get to like the questions, because Rory, after like Paris like rejects all her helping, and Rory realizes like this is a competitor. Like, we're not gonna be friends. Like, she's only gonna be after each other this entire year.
Oh yeah, you can definitely like tell she's like, oh, this is definitely gonna be hard. Like this is the person who's standing in between me and Harvard right now.
Yeah, she's like, okay, so this is what like real school is. Like, we're gonna compete over facts and answering questions, showing
Yeah,
how like nerdy this school is.
and
How competitive.
I love that one scene where Rory's like sitting there and teacher's asking questions and Paris is about to say it, but then Rory goes up and she's like, yada yada yada, and Paris is just like, what are you doing? This is my thing. And
Yeah,
just
this is
like
my.
Rory showing like all those private school kids like I can fit in here. I'm smart enough to be here.
Like, yeah, I belong here. Exactly. I would always like root for her when she did that. I was like, okay, Rory.
Yes, and was like, woo, yes. And then pop culture, little fun fact right now. Jumping to another scene. But when Lorelai walks past Miss Patty's on the way to either Luke or Independence Inn, I can't remember. She has all these little girls in her little class, and they all have little books on their heads balancing, walking around. And she goes, "Walk smooth. That's a brand new Harry Potter on your head. If you drop it, Harry will die and there will be no more books." And at that point, we're both big Harry Potter fans, both of us.
Yeah, we are. I just got into it.
Yes.
But
Point in time where it came out, that was probably the third book. So it was probably the third book she had on her head.
yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Right.
'Cause I guess it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy that Harry Potter books only came out that like long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It was crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. 'Cause I feel like that's always like a I don't
Yeah.
know. You know more than me. You got me into it.
Right, you
But
got me in the Gilmore Girls and I got you in Harry Potter.
yeah.
And then one of my favorite Luke's diner scenes in this episode is him pointing out the no cell phone sign. That's like when we first see it, the no cell phone sign.
Yes. And it's what is it, the flip phones? We love the flip phones.
Yes. But then Lorelai is on the phone, right? He points to it because of her. And their neighbor, Babette, calls. And she's like, there's these weird men poking around your house, and they kicked my gnome in the head. That tells a lot about a guy's character. I just love Babette. She's so funny.
Yeah, and that's when we like first meet what is his name?
Mick.
Mick. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, that's the first time we meet him. And
Yes.
hinty hint hint hint. We will meet him later on too.
Yes. Which he's a fun character. But he's like delivering the DSL. And he I love the scene so much because they're like poking around and he's just like, ma'am, do you live here? And he's just like and she's like, yes. And Mick is like, yeah, we were told a key is in the frog.
Yeah,
And
the
she's
tail
just
in it
like,
frog or something.
yeah, and she's just like, no, it's in a turtle. And then a guy comes up and he's like, I found it. It was in a turtle, not a frog. And it was so funny. And then we find out that Emily actually ordered the DSL and sent it to Lorelai's house.
Yes, because she's like, oh no, you need better Wi-Fi. And Lorelai, who's like just so set on doing everything by herself, she's like, no, our Wi-Fi is fine. Why would you do that?
Yeah, well, she did it for like Rory's school, right? So she'd have like better school. And then she called her at one point in the episode too. I can't really remember when, but she was just like, "Does Rory need a parking spot or like the Chilton sweater or the Chilton backpack?" And she like wants to buy all these things for her. And
Yeah, and then she tries to buy her car too. She was thinking about it. She's like, well, her 16th birthday is coming up, or her birthday's coming up.
right, yeah, and Lorelai's just like, "I don't need you to buy any of these things for Rory. I can do it." Yeah, and then there's another funny quote. She's like, "Oh no, she's like, does she need two skirts?" She's like, "Oh no, she's like, she already has like a skirt. She doesn't need one for like every day of the week." And like Emily is like confuzzled by this. Oh, mind the word. Lorelai goes, "Well," she's like, "Well, my underwear goes until Thursday," and I
Yeah.
always thought that was so funny.
That's so good. And then Lorelai kind of gets like mad and she's like, I'm gonna put my foot down. Just tell her what's up. And so she goes to a hair salon where Emily is at, right?
Yes, she like walks right in.
Yes, and then she's just like, I don't need you to buy anything for me and Rory. I can pay for it myself. I don't need you to buy things for me. And I love it because like she's like, is there a place where I can validate this parking sticker or parking ticket? And she's like, up at the front desk. And
Yeah,
Laura's like,
exactly.
thank you.
They're so funny. But I love how Emily's like really trying. And you'll see it like through the series, not hints. I mean, not spoilers, but she's always like just trying to be like part of their lives and somehow. But the way she does it's like always so nagging, and she just never does it like the right way.
Yeah, she's just like so forceful into their lives.
Exactly. But like if you think about it, she's like always has to do everything by herself, and since she's always alone in like the giant house, and she just has her maids and stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know what it's like to be rich, but like I guess she has like so much money, like she doesn't know what to do with it, so she's just like, let me try to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
She did lose her daughter.
Yeah.
That like
And I
never
feel
really
like,
talks anymore.
yeah. And I feel like her spending money on them is what she thinks is like a way like, oh, this is gonna help us make a good bond, is me spending money on you. But that's not what Lorelai wants. She wants to try to make a good bond with her parents, but not in the way like, let me provide for you. That's not what Lorelai wants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then we get to meet Lane to switch subjects, I guess.
Yeah,
But
Lane. I
we
love
see
Lane.
Lane again, and we first see her in like the beginning of this episode, and they talk about the music, showing how like, because I'm not sure how much they showed about Lane last episode, but Lane talks about the new CD that just came out, and she's all excited about it, showing like her
Yes.
love of music. And then
Yes.
at the end of the episode, we see her like eating pizza and changing clothes and going back, and she's like, "Oh no, my mom just found a new way to cook all this. What was it called?
What was it like,
Is it
sugar-free
tofu,
muffin?
maybe?"
Oh yeah, something tofu or like chicken tofu or something really
Yeah,
healthy, or because
something like
like
extremely healthy. And
yeah.
they're like, "Here, you keep the crust or something." And she's like, "Man, she's gonna be mad. We're gonna turn you full and happy."
Yes. So
Yeah,
good. Yeah,
I love
she's like
Lane.
taking off her jacket and her scrunchie out of her hair and then throws it to Rory and she's like, okay, I gotta go. And it's so
Yeah,
funny.
exactly. Returning back to her home.
Yeah. She was like, don't let my mom see this.
Exactly. Yeah, they're so funny.
Yeah. I think we like covered like the whole episode, but do you want to kind of go into character of the episode?
I would love to.
Alrighty. So who do you kind of have like kind of a feel for in this episode or like think should be the character of the episode?
Okay, I feel like what our like really main characters for this episode was probably Lorelai, Emily, and Rory. And we have Rory, who was like just started her new school. She got to like prove who she was this episode, and also like added hilarious comments if we have not added those yet. And then we have Emily, who's like doing all this crazy stuff to try to help, and with like all the rodeo comments, so I thought it was really funny. And then you have Lorelai, who has the crazy outfit. You have the iconic "I need a coffee and an IV" quote. And there's a lot of stuff that I could say about Lorelai, because I don't know, she like rocked this episode.
Yeah, I love all these characters in these episodes. They just make me like so happy. But I definitely think Lorelai had such a fun like part in this episode with her outfit and kind of like standing up for herself and saying like this isn't what I want, you know, to Emily, right?
Yeah, she really got to like show who she was, and you got to like learn more about her character, about standing up for Rory and doing what was good for Rory and standing up against Emily and everything.
Yeah, definitely putting Rory first and putting her own needs to the side and figuring out how to provide for Rory and not have help doing it, like making a statement like I can do this by myself.
Yeah, exactly. So, are we thinking Lorelai for the win this week?
I think it's Lorelai, definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes. So, nominated character of the week, we have Lorelai for the Lorelai's First Day at Chilton episode.
It's iconic. But, I mean, ironic, goodness.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys. And yeah, I'm Reese.
I'm Clarissa. And thanks for listening.
Yes. Tune in next week for Kill Me Now, Season 1, Episode 3. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.